Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, this morning, I'm going to make a pretty bold claim, I think, for some of you. Some would even call it scandalous. The rock group The Beatles are not the greatest band in the history of music. Sorry for those that like The Beatles music. Now, to me, I think, however, the Beach Boys are better than the Beatles. Now, if you want to know more, I'll tell you after service, but that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. But there is still something timeless about the music that the Beatles made. And one such song was pretty famous. It was written over 50 years ago, in the year 1966. Way before my time, just so you know. But it's a pretty important song. When I first heard it, I didn't like it. I wasn't a fan. But then it grew on me, like some things do. And if you only heard it once, I think this song has something about it that lodges into your mind, that seems to stay with you. It's one of those few songs that actually lives up to its image. Now, upon first hearing it, the song seems to center all around a concept called loneliness. It is the song Eleanor Rigby. It talks about loneliness, we would think. Paul McCartney, the lead singer, even says so, as he wonders in the chorus, "Ah, look at all the lonely people." It was based upon this album, The Yellow Submarine. Ah, look at all the lonely people. But as I keep hearing it over and over again on the radio, this song, to me, seemed less about loneliness than it did about meaninglessness. As the song goes, there's this fictional character, Eleanor Rigby, who picks up the rice in a church where a wedding has been. And then, what's the point? Who cares about her thankless work? Who notices? What difference does it make? And then the priest, Father McKenzie, he darns his socks in the night and he writes the words of a sermon that no one will hear. And again, what difference does it make? Why does he bother? It's meaningless. Empty gestures, pointless deeds and wasted lives. Meaninglessness. Now, for us, you and me, I think it's not exactly a foreign concept or a novel idea. We're pretty familiar with that feeling. That what we do doesn't have or feel like it's got a lot of meaning. You may not be a Father McKenzie, a priest with no one to hear your sermon, but there might be times when it feels like it. There may be times when you wonder if anyone actually cares about the work that you do. Or if anyone's listening to the words that you speak. Why you bother? The work that you might do alone in a lonely cubicle or in a factory or store or a farm. Sometimes it might feel meaningless. Just as this woman picking up her rice. Even if you're swamped, you're busy, as we all are, especially this time of year, unable to keep up, when you finally do just get a moment to reflect, you wonder, why bother? What difference does this make? Who cares? This kind of question, I think, hounds us all. And I think for you and I today, the bitter secret of it is that this question doesn't resolve itself for us as Christians. This idea of finding meaning and not finding it, it actually intensifies as Christians. There's a lot about our lives, I think, as Christians, for us who go to church, a lot about our lives as Christian people that sometimes might feel like it's meaningless. You might work diligently at your job. You might be writing papers for school fulfilling your duty to the best of your ability, and later on you receive zero praise. You get mediocre grades. Nobody notices. What's the point? For some of you that are wise upon your years, you offer spiritual counsel to a friend who's going through a hard time, but they disregard it. You might pour yourself into teaching somebody, only to have another person just stare out the window or into an endless space of a TV screen. You slave yourself away at overtime hours just to make ends meet, only to see your money vanish. For us in the church, you might baptize, you might teach and catechize our kids, you confirm kids, and then we watch them go off into college, never to return. We grade papers, we offer helpful comments, and then they're stuffed in a folder, never to be seen. We plan events here at church. We publicize it in our congregation, in our community, and nobody but the usual just shows up. We try even to be a good husband or a wife, or a good mother, a good son, or a good daughter. But does anybody really notice? Does anybody really care? Does anybody appreciate what we're doing? You see, the temptation to go through the motions in life, it kind of hounds us all. And always this fear of meaninglessness grows. When all is said and done, what difference does it make? What's the point? Why do we bother? Well, I think the answer is from today's lesson. Interestingly enough, from Matthew, it's the story of the sheep and the goats. Now, on many levels, it is difficult to understand what is meant from this Bible reading. This meaning is altogether, I think, clear, though. And that's the problem that we have about this judgment idea. And if we're honest, if this were the only word that we had from the Bible, the only word that we received from Jesus, then we would have this idea of religion based upon our works, or that we have salvation based upon our human good deeds, right? And it's a logical conclusion. Sheep, good people, do acts of kindness, and then they receive heavenly praise, it seems like. They get eternal rewards. The goats, the bad people, they don't do those things, and they get hell. So that's what makes it kind of a tough reading. It's a tough parable. But thanks be to God that this isn't the only red ink in our Bibles. This is not the only place where we hear Jesus speaking. We do not, of course, we know this from the 500th year of celebrating our Reformation. We know, of course, that we don't earn our way into God's good graces. We don't buy our way into eternal life. And even this parable does agree with that message. Notice what Jesus first says to those sheep. Come, you have been blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. See, God already had plans for you way before you were born, way before anything happened. Sheep are sheep because God makes them sheep. You and I are sheep because God has made us, made you his little lamb by giving you faith in baptism, faith and trust in your heart. Sheep are sheep because God does the work. And that's why they are chosen, predestined, elect. They're not sheep because they made a choice to be a sheep. As if they could. We all know sheep are not the smartest animals. People are not sheep because they do acts of kindness, necessarily. They're not sheep because they worked hard to become a sheep. They're sheep for one reason. God has done it. That's their identity. God makes them sheep. God makes you a sheep. God makes you righteous. So, as sheep, we do what sheep do. Sheep live like sheep. Christians act like Christians. They go out into the creation. They go out in their even ordinary lives, and they take care of those that are around them. They help the sick. They feed the hungry. They visit the imprisoned. They clothe the naked. They do sheep things. You see, sheep act like sheep. And those other people, the goats, well, the goats choose and continue to choose what God never planned. They choose to ignore the call of God. They choose to ignore the cry of their fellow people. They reject grace, forgiveness, and they choose death in their own doing. And in so, in return, God, out of his love, gives them what they want. They share the unintended and unsought fate of Satan and his evil horde. But not you. You can be glad and you can be happy that you are a sheep. Because at the font, at the baptismal place of your birth, God made his claim on you. He gave you a name. He names you after himself. You are a Christian. And the Lord is your shepherd, and you are his sheep. You belong to him, and you always will, as long as you trust in him. And so, in our lives, sheep act like his sheep. You go out into your world, and you do what you've been given to do. You simply meet the needs of other people who need your help. That's what sheep do. And when sheep do what God gives them to do, this idea of meaninglessness goes away. Some would say the loneliness even goes away. It's wiped out completely. And that's the point of this reading. This reading, this lesson, it's not a warning to be a sheep and a goat, as if we have a choice. You're already a sheep. Sheep don't have a choice. Remember, God does the choosing. The point of today's lesson is that what sheep do as sheep is never wasted and never lost. What you do as Christians, as men and women in Christ, is never wasted, never lost, and is always, always important. There is no meaninglessness to your work. And this means that your work, your even daily work, is transformed all because of what Christ does for you. Whatever you do, whatever that thing is that God has given you to do in your vocation, that's exactly the work that you should be doing, and it's never meaningless. You see, that's the criteria. It's not about what makes a big splash. It's not what makes other people applaud, gives you little Facebook likes. It's not about what earns financial perks. It's not about accolades, A's on papers. It's not even about what makes you feel good. None of these things determines the worthiness of our work as people, the value or the direction of the work we do. The only thing that counts is that we are doing what we have been given to do, to be content with our station in life. Sometimes we wake up early in the morning, we make a cup of coffee, we go to work. We wait on more customers. We read another 70 pages of material. We sit in endless meetings. You sit through another lecture. You sit through maybe another sermon that doesn't exactly fire your imagination. And you do it all with all the energy and oomph you got. Because it is holy work. You prep for another class period. You prepare another report. You struggle to make another deadline. You do it with all the zeal you can muster up because it's holy work. Big things, little things, they're all good things that you do. Important things, meaningful things. As a mom changes the day's eighth diaper, prepares the day's fourth baby bottle of milk, and wipes up the spit from her shoulder, she's doing this all with a sense of awe and wonder. And gratitude, even. Because this is sheer holy work. It's an opportunity to serve somebody else that needs that particular help. That's the kind of work that God's after. That's the kind of work that sheep do. You see, you don't need work. You don't need a life that's more meaningful. You don't need a vocation that packs more prestige or makes people notice. You don't need to do things that will impress the people who watch you, who grade you or evaluate you. You just need to do. And we as Christians, all we need to do is simply what God has given us to do. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be doing different things. It's what makes the world go round. As Christians, as citizens, you care for the people around you because they simply need you. And guess what? When you do that, big things, little things, when you do that, you do incredible holy work, just the way God intended it. And that is work that is always worthwhile, always meaningful. And that's what it is with sheep, because you, my friends, are sheep. Good-looking sheep. You are elect, chosen by God, doused in forgiveness, righteous before God. Saints, you are sheep. You see the needs of people around you, you step up and you meet those needs simply because you are needed. Parishioners, professors, students, parents, children, employees, neighbors, strangers, you give them what they need from you and you simply fulfill your God-given duty. And you are righteous. Righteous in your service also, because you are righteous first by God. Righteous before God in His choosing, and righteous because you continue to show your love. And so you are a sheep. And that's a good thing. People can tell you are a sheep and not a goat. You don't rough people up with your horns. But you're a sheep. You know that your labor is never in vain. No deed is insignificant. No act is forgotten. Whether you do work here in the church, whether you do work at home, whether you do work in an office, whether you do work in a store, it's meaningful. It is so meaningful. It might not affect a lot of people, but it might just affect the one that needs it. God saves you, and God saves your labor. You see, that's the trick. We celebrate even Easter, the Lord's coming into our world on Christmas. And what God has done in this world means that He transformed everything in your world. God didn't just save your soul, He saved your human body, flesh and blood. He saves your personality, your identity, your attributes. Redeems them, makes them holy. So when other people look at you, they see God. And that's what it is to be a sheep. That Eleanor Rigby, that Father Mackenzie, those other fictional characters that we sometimes hear about, they might live empty, meaningless lives. They might die in meaninglessness. But not you. Not your loved ones that have passed away in faith either. Not you, because you are sheep. And sheep do sheep things. And when they do, that changes everything. everything. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.